反而去说我们要敬畏神，敬拜神，敬畏的来敬拜。
We are to worship God with humility.
我们要谦卑的来敬拜。
There is an emphasis on the posture of our body.
这个地方强调我们身体的姿势。
Now again, there's a time for loud rejoicing.
当然我们有的时候是需要很就有大声的去欢庆。
But there is also a time for quietness and reflection.
当然也有时候我们需要在安静中来反思。
A time to humble ourselves before God.
需要一个时间让我们来在神面前谦卑自己。
And maybe this is, corresponds to the time of prayer that we have, before God.
这就有可能是我们在神面前一起来祷告的时间。
That as we come before God with our praises and requests, we humble ourselves before God.
当我们来到神面前带着我们的祷告带着我们的祈求的时候我们需要在神面前谦卑
And again notice that it talks about the posture of our body
这个地方谈到我们身体的姿势
In verse 6 it says Let us worship and bow down Let us kneel before the Lord our maker
在第六节这样讲我们要屈身敬拜 在我们的耶和华面前跪下
Even the word worship itself in the Hebrew actually means to prostrate down.
敬拜这个词在希伯来文的原文的意思其实就是跪下。
Now, I know that some of the elderly people are getting a little concerned.
我知道我在我们中间一些年纪大的人可能弟兄姐妹可能会有一点担心。
They feel that, oh, if I kneel down, I won't be able to get up.
就说如果我跪下的话我可能这就站不起来。
But I believe that what's more important is our heart attitude.
但是我相信更重要的是我们心里面的态度。
Yes, it might be good if for us to physically kneel down or to bow down.
可能这就说我们如果是在身体上的这种跪下是很重要的。
But it's probably more important that our heart is bowing down in humility to an all, powerful God.
但是更重要的是我们的内心能够在我们有能力的神的面前的谦卑的跪下。
This passage also reveals to us why we need to reverence God.
这一节经文也告诉我们为什么我们要敬畏神。
Because in verse 6 it says He is the maker. He is the creator of all things.
因为在第六节这里提到耶和华是我们的是造我们的耶和华他是万物的造物主。
But not only is He the maker, He is our maker.
他不仅仅是造万物的他也是造我们的。
In fact, in verse 7 it talks about our maker, our God, our shepherd.
事实上呢第七节就提到他是我们的神他是我们是他操场上的羊
The emphasis here is on our personal relationship with God
这里强调是我们自己跟他个人的关系
Now you may think that Oh as we become more intimate with God We become more casual with God
你可能会觉得当我们跟神更亲密的时候我们可能会变得更加随意
But it seems here the opposite is true
但从这里看的话似乎是相反的
that the more intimate that we know God the more that we respect him and reverence him
看起来的话应该是我们跟神越亲密我们能才会去越去敬畏他
as we know God more and more it causes us to greater submission and greater reverence to God
当我们了解神越来越多的时候会导致我们去更加的敬畏他更加的去顺服他。
Now, how do we show reverence to God in our worship?
那么我们怎么样在我们的敬拜崇拜的时候能够去向神展示我们的敬畏呢
？Let me mention to you a couple of ways.
让我来告诉大家几种方式。
Number one, we should be on time to worship.
第一个就是我们敬拜的时间要准时。
Now, I know that sometimes there are certain problems we get into.A traffic jam, or if we have a child that you know, they have to go to the bathroom and all those kind of things. But consistently, we should be on time to worship God.
我知道大家有些时候难免的会就是在路上的时候会遇上堵车，或者是你出门的时候小孩需要去上卫生间。但是我们需要坚持的能够准时的来敬拜。
That shows that we have respect for Him.
这就是我们这能够显示我们对神的敬畏。
Too many of us take it too casually.
我们很多人太随意了在这方面。
We even some, I know in our English service, a lot of people, most of the people, I would say, probably don't come in until everything has started.
就说在陈牧师自己主持的英文崇拜里面，他就说告诉我们，很多人可能不会再准时的到，反而都是已经开始了他才来。
They think that the music and the music, worship and music is just sort of the warm up for the sermon.
很多人认为就是我们之前的诗歌敬拜只是我们敬拜的一个暖场。
But as we read here, God wants us to worship Him in song.
但是我们这里看到神希望我们用歌唱来敬拜他。
And we're missing, God is missing out on the praise that he deserves if we're late all the time.
如果我们老是迟到的话，那么你就欠缺了给神的这种就用诗歌带来的这种欢欣。
So some of us need to plan to be here on time.
所以我们大家需要计划准时的来到教会。
I'm sure that if you have a doctor's appointment, you want to be there on time.
我相信如果你有一个医生的这个预约的话，你会准时的去到的。
Because you have respect for that doctor.
因为你对这个医生是有尊敬的。
And if you don't have respect, you may have to pay money for even missing the appointment.
因为如果你没有这种尊敬的话，你可能甚至会需要去多付钱，因为你就只是因为你迟到。
And so let us show reverence there.
所以让我们能够用这方面来向神展示我们的敬畏。
But a second way that we can apply this call to reverence is our attitude as we come to worship.
第二点呢，就是我们来敬拜的时候的态度。
See, a lot of us come here thinking that we're going to come here to see a show.
很多人来到敬拜的时候，他想法是我们来看一个表演的。
There was a Danish theologian who gave this analogy.
有这么一个丹麦的神学家，他这样说。
He says that a lot of Christians come to worship thinking they're here to see a performance.
他用了这么一个比喻，就是说很多基督徒来敬拜的时候，他们预想的是来看一个表演。
They see the pastor and the song leader. They are the performers.
他们看在这些我们的传道牧师以及我们的领诗的作为看起来像一个表演的人。
They see God as the person that is the director of the performance.
他们将神看作这个整场表演的指挥的人。
And then they see the congregation as the audience.
而把我们坐在下面的兄弟姐妹看作这些观众。
The people up in the front performing are putting on a performance for the audience out there.
我们在前面的似乎在向坐在下面的观众放上一场表演。
This is what I would call self-centered worship.
这就是我们所谓的以自我为中心的崇拜。
Instead, we need to have a God-centered worship.
反而我们其实需要的是一个以神为中心的崇拜。
In reality, you, the congregation, you are the performers.
在现实中，我们坐在下面的兄弟姐妹才真正的是表演的人。
The pastor and the worship leader up front, they are the directors guiding you.
反而呢，站在前面的牧师以及我们的领诗的才是指挥这场表演的人。
And God is the one who is the audience.
神才是我们的观众。
He is watching you perform in worship.
他在上面看着你在敬拜中的表演。
He's watching and knowing what's in your heart.
他看的时候呢也知道你心里面在想什么。
And so as you sing the hymns, he is seeing, is this person singing with feeling and with meaning?
当我们在唱赞美诗的时候，他能够看到你心中唱的时候是不是真的是唱的和唱的一样。
Is this person taking the worship seriously?
这个人是不是很严肃地对待这个崇拜？
Are they thinking about lots of other things?
或者是他们在想一些很多其他的事情。
Or sleeping through the whole thing.
或者是在整个崇拜中睡过去。
And so, if we are to respect God and to reverence Him, we need to understand that every Sunday as we come to worship, we are the performers.
如果我们能够真的是做到敬畏神的话，我们需要意识到，我们每个星期天来这里，我们才是表演的人。
We're only up here to guide you.
而站在前面的只是来带领大家。
God is the one who is the audience.
神才是我们的观众。
He is the person that we are seeking to please in this worship.
在我们这个赞美中，我们神才是我们需要去取悦的人。
Too many of us think that we are the ones that are to be pleased in this worship.
我们太多的人认为他自己才是在敬拜中需要被取悦的人。
We might be critiquing how the music or the sermon.
所以他们可能会去批评这些音乐或者是这个传道的内容。
But God is critiquing you in terms of your worship of Him.
但其实神才是判断你自己的内心在崇拜中的内心的人。
And then in the last part of verse 7, it says, "Today, if you hear His voice."
第七节最后这样讲，唯愿你们今天听他的话。
Now we just talked about the fact that we are the sheep of His pasture.
这里刚刚讲了，我们是他草场上的羊。
We are the sheep of His hand.
我们是他手下的民。
And so, on the basis of that, He calls us to the third part of the Psalm 95.
建立在这个基础上呢，我们被呼召去看诗篇的第三部分。
And here He calls us to respond.
这里他呼召我们能够去回应。
He's saying, drop everything and listen.
他让我们去放下所有的，能够去听。
And what does he tell us to do?
神告诉我们去做什么呢？
Verse 8 through 11 says, Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah and on the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, They are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest.
诗篇九十五章第八到十一节这样讲，你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。那时你们的祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为。四十年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为，所以我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
The first part of this passage is a call to rejoice.
这篇诗篇的第一部分是呼召我们去欢庆。
The second part is a call to reverence.
第二部分是呼召我们去敬畏。
But the third part is a call to respond.
第三部分呢是呼召我们能够去回应。
Verse 8 tells us, do not harden your heart.
第八节告诉我们不可硬着心。
And here there's a dramatic change in the mood of this song.
这个地方就有一个很巨大的这个诗篇，这个诗篇里面的情绪的转变。
Not only that, there's a change in who is speaking.
这个地方也是在改变谁在说话。
In the first part, it was the psalmist.
第一部分呢是这个唱诗篇的人。
But now, starting in verse 8, it is God who is speaking.
从第八节开始呢是神在说话了。
And because of that, we need to also get serious here.
正因为这样，我们也需要很严肃地对待这个地方。
And what is the point that God is making here?
神在这个地方想告诉我们什么呢？
That we can sing loud praises to God.
我们可以很大声地唱赞美诗。
We can bow down low in reverence to God.
我们可以跪下敬畏他。
But God can still be disgusted with our worship.
即使你们做到这些，神也可能会被我们的敬拜所厌恶。
He is disgusted with our worship if we harden our hearts and do not obey him and have faith in him.
他会厌烦我们的敬拜，如果你没有就是说你没有去还是硬着心而没有去把他的话放在心里。
And so verse 8 again says, do not harden your heart.
所以第八节这样讲，你们不可硬着心。
And in the Bible, the heart is a representative of our will.
在圣经里面呢，心代表的是我们的意愿。
And God is saying that many of us are not willing to change.
神说的意思就是说我们很多人不愿意去改变。
We are not willing to trust him or obey him.
我们不愿意去信任他，不愿意去服从他。
And he refers to an incident that took place In Exodus chapter 17.
他这个地方提到了在出埃及记第十七篇的中间一件事件。
Now you remember that the Hebrew people were enslaved by the Egyptians.
你记得希伯来这些人当时被埃及人所作为奴隶。
But God caused their release through 10 plagues and the parting of the Red Sea.
所以神用这十个瘟疫以及分开红海使他们脱离了埃及人的管辖。
But God led them not directly to the promised land, but to go into the wilderness.
但是神没有直接把他们带去应许之地，反而把他们带到了旷野。
He did this purposely to test them.
神做这个就是有意的去试探去试验这些希伯来人。
But we found that the Hebrew people, they failed the test.
但是我们看到这些希伯来人他们没有通过这个试验。
Because very soon after all these miracles and their miraculous release from Egypt, they began to complain.
我们看到就是即使他们看到了很多神迹之后，他们离开埃及以后，很快就开始抱怨。
They complained about their surroundings.
他们去抱怨他们所处的环境。
About their food.
抱怨他们的食物。
About their water.
他们的水。
About their leadership.
以及他们的领导。
But ultimately, it was a complaint against God.
但是最终他们其实真正就是去抱怨的是神。
Now they had just seen God work in miraculous ways.
但是大家想想，他们刚刚才看了神显出的各样的神迹。
God promised that He would take care of them.
神应许他会照顾他们。
But in Exodus 17, they came to a place where there was no water.
但出埃及记第十七章，他们来到一个没有水的地方。
And they began to quarrel with Moses.
他们去向摩西争论。
And Moses pointed out to them that really their complaint was against God.
摩西向他们指出，他们真正所抱怨的其实是神。
And so what Moses did on God's instruction is that he struck a rock.
所以这个地方摩西在神的指导下用棍子击打磐石。
And amazingly, water just flowed out of that rock.
这个是很神迹的，水就从磐石里面流了出来。
And so the people were able to drink.
所以这些人可以去喝水。
But the place was renamed Massa and Meribah.
所以这个地方就重新被命名为 Massa and Meribah.
And those words in Hebrew actually means testing and contention.
所以在希伯来文里面，这个地方这两个词的意思就是说试验和争论。
And so God refers to this in Psalm 95.
所以神在这个地方诗篇九十五篇又提到这件事情。
He wants the Jewish people to remember this.
他希望这些犹太人能够去记得这件事。
Because it says God was disgusted with this generation.
因为神这个地方提到神对那个世代厌烦了。
He did not allow these people to go into the promised land.
所以他没有带领这些人去那个应许之地。
They would not be able to enter into the land but wander for 40 years.In the wilderness.
他们在旷野中待了四十年。
And this incident is also referred to in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4 in the New Testament.
这件事同时也在希伯来书的三章和四章有提到。
In fact, it quotes Psalm 95 several times.
事实上希伯来书三章和四章引用了这个诗篇好几次。
There, the Christians were suffering persecution.
在那里，这些基督徒去经受的是这些迫害。
And some of them reverted back to Judaism from Christianity.
有一些人去就又回去到了犹太教。
And God refers again to Psalm 95.
所以神又再一次提到了诗篇九十五章。
And so what it tells us for application for us.Is that it's easy to worship God when things are going well in our lives.
所以对我们自己的应用呢，就是说我们很容易去敬拜神，当我们生命中很顺利的时候。
But what happens when there's hardship, when there are trials in our lives?
但如果我们生命中有苦难的时候，怎么办呢？
Do we complain against God?
我们是不是去向神抱怨呢？
Do we still have faith in Him? Do we still obey Him? Or do we turn our backs on God? That was the problem with the Jewish people in the wilderness. That was what was happening to some of the Jewish believers, Christians, in the New Testament.
这也是发生在新约中一些基督徒身上的事情。
And verse 10 in Psalm 95 tells us that God is disgusted with such worship.
这个地方第十节告诉我们神会厌烦这种崇拜。
We are not responding to God in the right way.
我们没有正确地去回应神。
And so true worship certainly involves rejoicing.
真正的敬拜会有欢庆。
Where true worship involves reverence.
真正的敬拜也有敬畏。
But true worship also involves a response to God.
但是真正的敬拜呢,
and so in our worship, we have a response to God's word.
这就为什么我们的敬崇拜中有对神的话语的回应。
But unfortunately, many of us have hardened our heart.
但很不幸的是很多人我们硬了自己的心。
We think the sermon is for other people.
我们总是觉得这些讲的内容是对其他人的。
We are stuck in our Christian life.
我们在我们的属灵的生活中停步不前。
We don't respond to what God has revealed to us.
我们不去对神向我们所揭示的所回应。
And so we need to evaluate our worship of God.
我们需要去重新去看待自己我们敬拜神的方式。
Yes, each of our ministers need to evaluate each of our six worship services.
当然我们每一个传道的都需要去看待去评价我们的六个堂会。
But each of us need to evaluate ourselves.
但是更重要的是我们每个人要去评价自己。
Because again, God is the audience in worship.
再一次强调就是说神才是我们崇拜的观众。
He is the person that we want to please in worship.
他才是我们在敬拜的时候想要去取悦的那个。
We, the congregation, we are the performers.
而我们作为一个敬拜的团体,我们才是表演的人。
And you may look like you're worshiping God by your loud singing.
你可能看起来是在敬拜神,因为你在大声的歌唱。
That you bow down low before God.
你可能会在神面前跪下。
But do we also respond to God's word?
但是我们是不是能够去回应神的话语呢?
Do we respond with faith and obedience?
我们是不是能够用我们的信心，用我们的这种服从能够去回应呢?
So let's take a moment to pray.
让我们用一点时间来一起祷告。
And before we pray, evaluate yourself in terms of worship.
在我们祷告之前，自己看一下自己是不是自己的崇拜做得怎么样。
How would God evaluate your performance?
神会怎么样评价你的表现呢?
And take you a moment to think about that, and then we'll close in prayer.
让我们用一点时间来思想，然后我们等一下回来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have blessed us with six worship services in our church.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你能够给我们这样有六个不同的崇拜。
But we also are concerned about the quality of that worship.
但是我们同时也很担心我们崇拜的质量。
And we must first start with ourselves.
我们第一，我们需要从自己开始。
Some of us just go through the motions of worship. It's just a routine for us.
只是一个惯例。
We're not really mean what we sing.
我们不是真正对我理解我们需要唱的内容。
Our minds are on other things.
我们的思想是在其他的事情上。
Maybe we're just critics of the worship.
我们只是在评价这些崇拜的过程。
Instead, we must remind ourselves that you are the person that we're pleasing in worship.
我们需要提醒自己，你才是我们敬拜需要取悦的。
Help us to respond to your revelation to us.
帮助我们能够回应你所向我们展示的。
Help us not to harden our hearts as the people did, as the Jewish people did in the wilderness.
帮助我们不像当时的犹太人这样去硬着心。
Especially when things are not going the right way in our lives.
特别在我们生命中不是那么顺利的时候。
That we have a tendency to complain to you.
我们有一种会倾向于去向你抱怨。
To lose faith in you.
而去对失去对你的信心。
To disobey you.
而不去服从你。
Help us, Lord, to respond in the right way.
神帮助我们能够去正确的回应你。
So that you will receive all the honor and glory that you deserve.
这样你能够去得到你所应有的荣耀。
Not only in what we do here on Sunday morning, but through our lives through the rest of the week.
不仅仅是我们星期天早上在这儿做的，也是在我们整整一周所做的。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样是奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.